Just a little bit for a few minutes, and we'll later this. Halacha Vav, it's on page Tav Kuf Dalit, Halacha Vav, Davit She'ena Melacha. Okay, this is the big heter. This is the big heter, why we are so makel, and the Chai Adam actually emphasized the point. Davar She'ena Melacha Ve'ena Osir Lasais B'Shabbos El Mishem Shua, something which is not a Melacha Daraisa, and it's only Osir Midrabanan. And there are a lot of things like that. Like I told you, turning off lights. And today maybe you'll claim, many want to claim that turning on lights is also Bizman Hazah only Midrabanan, because we no longer have incandescent bulbs. That's it. Those days are gone. A relic of the past. Who has today incandescent bulbs? Yes. Anyone still have them?
Didn't the electrician say that they always create a spark?
When you turn on what? What?
Maybe a nylon switch.
You mean in the outlet itself?
Yeah. Nylon. Yeah.
I'm not aware of that. Never heard that.
You
I heard you make
the switchblade and yeah. Watch. You'll see a spark.
A spark. And that's called Aish.
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question.
I think they asked him, and he said,
"I look. Well, I did it. And when I flip a switch, you see a spark in the wall."
But is that significant to be called
a
malacha?
I don't know.
Gears,
you see a spark.
When you have a gears leak, they tell you don't flip any switches.
Right.
Because that spark, Rahman Tzlan.
But I think the Chazoinish
Shita
is that electricity is
an inner nylon. No, binyan. The Chazoinish holds completing a circuit. A circuit is a deraisa. Any circuit, even an appliance, not lights, turning on a refrigerator, any electrical circuit is binyan. It's deraisa.
It would make a difference if it was LEDs or everything.
Right.
Nothing. Every time you any electrical device is the Chazoinish is a deraisa. However, kimat no one. Is chayish for the shita sachazoinish
on sukkahs? It's Shabbos sukkahs, and you realize that your schach is old schach.
It wasn't done l'shem mitzvah sukkah.
Right, so can you pick it up?
No, you cannot.
Because you cannot.
It's muksa. It's muksa. It's not necessarily boina. It's not necessarily boina.
You take a broom and pick it up.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can. What do you do if you realize I don't know the halacha?
I don't.
You're not allowed. Yeah.
You don't complete nasi. Whatever you did is created that way. It's finished already.
It doesn't matter. You're completing the circuit.
That's why a grommet switch would be good. A grommet switch, you're not completing it.
The Chazoinish holds electricity is a deoraisa. We're not chayish. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said that if he was alive at the time when electricity first came into use, and he was part of the original poskim that had to understand what is electricity. Many did not understand the metzias, what it was. He would argue that it's mutter lechatchila.
He wrote a sefer when he was young, it's mutter to use electricity,
not lights, but electrical appliances. The refrigerator is not working. You can plug it in. You want to use any electrical device. Any electrical device you can use on Shabbos, he held that it's not an Isser. It's nothing. You're not doing anything. It's more, that's what he wanted to argue. That's what his claim was. Obviously, he said, Chas Hashem Halacha L'Maisa, Chas Halacha L'Maisa, because it's already been decided by the Gedolei Hador from all the generations that you're not allowed to use electrical devices on Shabbos. But he felt, Mamish Mikotze El HaKotze. Chazoinish, it's an Isser de Oiraisa. And Shom Zalman Arbach, who felt the Nikar Adin, it's Mutal Lechatchila. Halacha L'maisa, how do we paskin the whole world? It's in between. It's an Isser D'Rabbanan. It's also D'Rabbanan. Why? I don't know exactly why, but it is. It is. It's also D'Rabbanan. So Davar, but lights is a different Indian. Lights is the problem of Eish and incandescent bulbs. Rabbi Belsky was of the opinion that fluorescent bulbs is a Das Yochan in this matter. He held that fluorescent bulb is also a D'Oraisa. He held there is no chilik between an incandescent bulb and a fluorescent bulb, because there's a filament in the fluorescent bulb that gets red hot, which ignites the gas, and therefore he held that teeny little filament which gets red hot, you may not sense it. You can touch the fluorescent bulb, but it's going to be gone for years. Doesn't seem like it's hot. You can touch it, it's not allowed, but it's there. Deep down inside there's some component which he held is significant enough that it's a deraisa. But almost all the other poskim do not hold like Rabelski. They held that a fluorescent bulb is not a deraisa, and the leniencies are much greater. LEDs, I'm assuming, I don't know how they work. LEDs, I'm assuming even Rabelski, L'chaira, doesn't seem like there's any filling which gets red hot in LEDs. Maybe they do. I don't know. I have an LED.
What? From the bi-direction of the...
It's also, there's also something which gets, I don't know.
It's like a fly, lights up.
But how does it light up? I don't know anything. So not for me to say, but I'm assuming that the Paiskim will hold that the fluorescent is not a deraisa. We'll certainly agree that an LED is not deraisa. What did Rabelski say? I don't know. He probably commented on it. I have not heard. I don't know. Now, so davar shenu malach ve'yasein asa lasa b'shabes lom shem shuas. So therefore, yeah, let's see. Little thing was talking was only on the rabbanon. Mutar liyishol lema lasay se b'shabes. You're allowed to tell a guy. Now, don't get carried away. He makes a condition at the moment. You're allowed to tell a guy to do for you on Shabbos the havei shvus to shvus. Asking a guy to malach is only asa b'rabbanon. Doing this malach is only b'rabbanon. So it's a double rabbanon. It's a double drabanon. The terminology is shvus dishvus, a drabanon over a drabanon. The amulah nachi in asel mitem shum shvus. That's different than shtei drabanon. So what will be the shtei drabanon?
I don't remember the case, but I yeah.
Okay, it's a shvus. The shvus ein asel mitem shum shvus. The gamulach beatzma ein el mitem el ein os iser drabanon. The havinami shvus. Now, if you would stop there, many people stop right there and they close the chay adam, and you're good to go. Right, you're good to go. So that's the problem. He should have wrote this before he said that. And then he goes, Ava, what he goes on to say is, V'daf b'makam, there's only one of three conditions. V'daf gezuntai b'makam, the hefsid godol, a very large loss. What's called a very large loss? Each person, that's also a subject of machlokes. Is it large for me, or is it a large loss for the average person? Multi-millionaire, big deal. You know, $50. It's like pocket change for an average person.
Yes,
what?
I get from him $50.
What? Try to get from him, right? Try him to give you. Ask someone for $5. See if they'll lend you $5. So that's all the question. Daf magam hefsid godol. What is called godol? Oy litzarech mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? That's very big. Just because it's a mitzvah does not necessarily mean in this halacha it's called a mitzvah. Learning Torah is there's no greater mitzvah. Go West Lakewood. That's the greatest thing you can possibly do is to learn Torah. Is that called a mitzvah begeder amir la'akum? Not so simple. I want to learn. I want to learn a daf gemara. And I need a guy do a malacha drabanan. I need a guy do a malacha drabanan in order for me to learn. Not so simple that learning is begeder. It's a mitzvah, no question about it. It's the whole Torah of Leibaris Yom Halayla. But is it called a mitzvah in Ogeam Yul Yakum? That's not so similar. It has its own gedorim. We'll see soon. Oy b'miktsas chayli. A person is ill. What kind of illness? He has a renewed miktsas. It means that it means a little bit. He's not feeling well. Ava b'laf hachi osur. Afilu shvus to shvus. Next, what about a daraisa? Ask a guy to melacha to go bake food for you, to go and heat up water, bishul, heat up water. There's no bishul akam on water. So what about something like that? What about turn on an urn? It's a very big problem. Yeah, the urn goes off, and you want the guy mamish to tell him plug in the urn, turn on the urn. So the amul lenachwi, or let's say it happens in shul all the time. Let's say the ovens go out. You come to shul, kiddush the next morning, right? Come to shul, and there's potato kugel, and guess what? Shalant, so shalant, you're in shalant, because the shalant already is going to be too watery, right? Even if you heat it up.
Spoil.
It's already not going to be good, the shalant, but let's say like potato kugel. So no, it's okay, you just heat it up, no one knows the difference, just tell the guy to turn it on. So there's no bishalakum, there's no, because it's already been made, it's a matter of keeping up, but there's going to be a malacha, is there going to be a malacha, turning on the oven? Turning on, yeah, because it's heat. You're turning on the oven, so it's mamish esh. Esh mamish. You're making it yatz lettuce. So this, you're doing esh mamish, so it's mokh deraisa. So I'm going to mokh deraisa. I feel mokh mitzvah. I'm mokh mitzvah. Going for example, how like near a little more. So here gives example. He gives a little more to learn Torah. Ulispal chayetz by osser. Isn't that amazing? Now, don't get carried away. He comes to say you can be makel, but he goes to have a guy come into shul to turn on the lights. To turn on the lights so we can daven. So let's say the guy doesn't want to turn on the lights. So everyone go home, daven be yechidus. According to the Chai Adam, Iker Hadin, you're not allowed to tell a guy to turn on the incandescent bulbs in shul. Go home, daven be yechidus. Oh, it's a mitzvah to daven. So what? So you daven be yechidus. It does not override the prohibition of Amir Lakam. Do you see how chomer it is? It's incredible. We're totally blind to this halacha. He goes on to be making the moment. Now he says, there's a mitzvah, it's a deraisa. Even though it's a deraisa, but it's a mokai mitzvah, or I guess all three, or it's a ktsas choyli, person not feeling well, or it's a or Sevsemuba, they're Makel Amiru La'akum, and this certainly is the Minhag Olam to Makel, when even the Mlacha De'Oraisa, Al Pi Das Miktsas Paiskim, Umutov, he goes, doesn't go on to say that it's Mutter. He does not want to say the words that it's Mutter. Chai Adam does not want to say it's Mutter. He says,
don't make
a macha. He doesn't want to. Mutov Shiyushaygin V'Ali Humei Zidin. That's a powerful statement.
Right.
Okay, let people do what they're doing and don't. They're not going to listen to you. Tell them you can't tell the goyim to turn on the lights for shul, for davening, for whatever it is. They're not going to want to listen to you. Therefore, don't say anything. Mutav shishoygin v'alyu meizidin. The yesh shiraitzim lemash afilah ha'isrim. Even those that say it's mamish aser lemal noch halig ner l'mayit avol. And we had this before. Yes, that kishul l'gabi atzma mutulma. But of course, that's what we learned before. If the goy does it for his own benefit, like we learned yesterday, then mutalulmoid the omra mitzvahs loy lehones nignu. Now he did it here, and I said he did it for you. Now here's the difference. I did not tell the guy. He's making a very, very fine distinction. I did not tell the guy. If the guy lights the fire for his own benefit, it's certainly mutal. No question about it. The guy is turning on the lights for his own benefit. Right, like your ma'aser, come into the which we mentioned yesterday. Come in, you want some liquor. Got some liquor for you. He comes in, he turns on the lights. It's his own benefit. Oh, he turned on the lights, so therefore you take him away right away. You shouldn't turn it off. That's mutter. But let's say he's not doing it for his own benefit. He's doing it for you. I never told him to do it. I didn't tell him turn on the lights for me. He did it for me, but I did not tell him to do it for me. So if it's what I'm now going to use the melacha is for a mitzvah, then it's mutter. Why? Mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnu. We're combining two different concepts. When you do a mitzvah, it's not called you're getting benefit. Mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnu. And even though the only way I can do this mitzvah is through chil Shabbos, a guy did the melacha. I didn't tell him to do the melacha. He did it. The guy did the melacha. He did it for me. Granted, that's a problem. He did it for the dafka for me, but I did not tell him. So we combine those two factors. I did not tell him, and he did it. And mitzvah, slav lechonis nidnu, there are grounds to be lenient.
There's a very good example that Phil had. It was a kiddush, and the guy who was assigned saw that he forgot to plug in.
So he did it for you.
The stuff was ruined. He went to the store.
The guy.
He brought back. He went to, let's say it was Visors. He went into. Somehow he got into the store.
Okay, yeah.
Brought new stuff. And whether he warmed it is a different question. But he brought.
So he did it for you. Huh? He did it. He did melachos the rice of the dafka for you.
No, he did it for himself. He didn't want to be fired.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't seem like it works that way.
If you bring it doesn't. You didn't have to get anything with the food.
It wasn't just, first
the
of all,
what you're doing is not in the food.
Chutz l'erev you can get away with.
Because
you can say there's an erev, right? You can say, I just said an explosive statement, right? Or you can say that even Rav Moshe is a mamish walking in the street, is a mamish deraisa. Let's say there is no erev. If you walk in the street, you carry on Shabbos. Does Rav Moshe hold you? It's mamish or deraisa halacha lemaisa ad kadei kach that amul akum is aser. Would Rav Moshe go so far? I don't know. Maybe yes. How far would Rav Moshe go and say that Brooklyn is a reshus haram deraisa ad kadei kach that amul in this category the chilg of amul yakum it's also deraisa? Maybe yeah. I don't know. All right. Let's go weiter. Aber geschulde gemacht la mut 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 mit slavon sind kvar kurz für rush. Next page tuf kof tov kof hey simen shin pei zayin bishim rabban bizilla shaykh elke ein tkhis utzvila. So here is a new concept in the laws of mitzvah slavli honis nitnu. Going listening to tkhia shofar. Are you getting any benefit from tkhia shofar? No. You hear a sound. That's not called a hana, because there is no hana. What hana do I have? If today was not Rosh Hashanah, would I go listen to the shofar? Would I have a need, a pleasure, listen to the shofar? No, that's not called a hana. Going to mikvah. Is going to mikvah hana? No. The proof is I wouldn't go to mikvah. I would take a shower. I would do something else. This going to tevila is not necessarily called a hana. Kis v'gemara. Dovash ein guf nenin menu klal. When a person is learning intellectual stimulation, he's saying that is called a pleasure. Oy le'echol, to eat bifnei haner, I'm able to see what I'm eating. It enhances, seeing it's in the mind. Even though it's in the mind, I'm going to eat. But now that I can see what I'm eating, that is an enhancement to my mind. Also, that type of hana does not fall in the category of mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. That's a different category. The alkoponim al guf nene, the guf is nene, and he's fataiching it. The guf doesn't just mean the physical benefit, it means an intellectual benefit. V'davar yidua shaguf nene min haner af kishalai made, that you're having hana when you're with the ner, even when you're learning. So therefore, he goes on to say over here is that if you are machmir and hold that a guy who does the malacha for a Jew, it is also for the Jew to derive benefit when they're dealing with the malacha de araisa. We're not going to make use of any heterim. Then you have no right to add to the mix a sniff to be matir if I'm going to use the malacha for a dvar mitzvah, because a dvar mitzvah is very limited. That concept is extremely limited, only to a mitzvah. You can certainly say I derive no benefit. I'm doing it 100% l'shem shemayim. Like getting married. 100% the same. You derive no benefit. No one's laughing on me. Okay, that's a good sign. So this is something, but if there's any type of benefit that cannot be used as an add-on to apply this concept. Okay, let's do one halacha. Halacha zayin for us to lem alenachil lahavi sheichar, going in the rishus are carrying sheichar beer. The chayyotzei bo, like your example, he went to the store to bring new stuff. The chayyotzei bo b'derech sharam, afilu sharam shalanu. So this he hold, even now he's clearly describing only the rabbanon. Afam noyma the ain lanu sharam. Bizman as there's no rishus sharam. We have rishus to shvus. Shoyetiru el letzorich gadol. It's going back. We said before shvus to shvus is only mutar halacha lemaisa when it's a tzorich gadol. The three examples. When we call Malkam and Ein Loy Lishtoy Swif are drinking beer, so you won't have beer. So you'll drink water. You'll survive. To go on Shabbos, you want to say it's a tiny onik Shabbos to have beer? That's not called a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. You'll have what to survive. To go violate the halach of Shvus to Shvus, it's not an excuse to go even a Nisad Rabbanon on Milakam. But let's say you have mamish, nothing to drink. That's a different story. That's already a cholik tzas. That's already a torture. Then after the shav, they came and the yishol ha'yu yachal lelach shav. Now he gives another time. This is what we mentioned also yesterday. A guy is allowed to do a malacha for you, even the deraisa. You're allowed to be nene. Not to tell him to do it, but he's allowed. If he does, he's allowed to be nene. If I can get away without him doing the malacha, if there's enough light in shul to daven, it's just uncomfortable that the lights are off, but the windows are open, and there's no one's gonna get hurt. Everyone can see what's going on. It would be nice if the lights were on also. So that type of malacha, I'm not deriving full benefit. I can do the malacha, straight every denara. I can do whatever I need to do without you. You want to go do a malacha deraisa to give me benefit, to enhance my experience? So that we learned yesterday is mutter. So that's what's over here.
What about the example of beer?
So he says, I can go there.
No, but I have enough to drink a little bit in the shul, but I want people want more.
So,
I want to enhance it, just like the light. Can I tell the God?
So that's what he says. He basically says yes. He basically says yes. The cave, and since the Yisrael Hayu Yachol Leilech L'Sham Lishos, if the Yisrael can, I can go there. I don't need him. I can actually pick myself up and go to the place where the beer is located and drink there.
So you can't. Just like the light. The light I can't turn on myself.
So how does he start off? He starts off by saying it's also lem lenach lohavi shech achayetz v'derech v'sharam afilu v'sharam v'shalom v'im af v'noyim ad ein lenach v'sharam. The tzorich gadol. No, I think the distinction is, if I'm not mistaken, is that if the guy does it on his, if a guy does for you a malacha, you're not allowed to derive benefit. Only if I didn't need him to do that malacha. That malacha I could not have done what I'm about to do because of what the guy has done, and I never told him to do it, but if the guy, I don't need him, I could have done it anyway, and he does it for me, then I can derive benefit from what he has done. But I'm still not allowed to explicitly ask him to do malacha. So it would seem that in your case, where I have a small amount of alcohol, whatever I need in this location. I'm still not allowed to tell the guy to bring me another bottle. I have one bottle of wine. It's enough. I'll get by. I would prefer two. I was looking forward the whole week to drinking two bottles of wine, and now I only have one bottle of wine. I would prefer two bottles of wine. How can I get the second bottle of wine? I can ask the guy to be mechal Shabbos for me. Ask the guy to a shvus to shvus to get me. Am I allowed to do that? Absolutely not. No way. But if the guy on his own sees that you forgot the second bottle of wine and he brings it for you, since I didn't need him, I could have survived on one bottle of wine, you are allowed to derive benefit. But you still can't ask him. You're still not allowed to ask. The difference is, if the guy does it on his own, are you allowed to derive benefit? If I left behind both bottles of wine, and I don't need them, I can get by without any wine altogether, and the guy brings the wine for me, I'm not allowed to derive benefit. Because I'm only now able to have wine to begin with because of what he has done. But if I can get away without it, and now he's enhancing my experience, so then I'm allowed to. Obviously, there's so many different gray areas here. I don't know.
So you say to the guy, I'd love to give you a room, but I only got so much. There's not much. I do have more in my house. But
no, that's also being merames. That's being merames is in the same category of the guy doing it. That's not a good idea. Being merames is almost the same thing as asking him to do it openly. There's a very small difference between asking a guy to do it openly when you have no choice and you have to anyway ask a guy to do malacha, so then you merames to him. But there's really very very small difference between asking outright and openly. The cave on the Yeshol Hayin Yachal Eilech L'Sham L'Shtayz Eloi Mahani Ma'isav D'Nachri Kol Kach Nazvi L'Mufur L'Mufur Ava B'Loi Zeh Avshu Reitzel L'Sanik L'Chavet Shabbos. Oh, but it's Oinek Shabbos. That's the problem with the Mirul Akum today. Everything is a mitzvah. It's not true. Everything's not a mitzvah. Aser. It's aser. Avon mechutz l'tchum aser afil b'dievet. Outside the tchum is a deraisa. To have a guy bring something from outside the tchum borders on an iser deraisa. It's more than Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil is approximately 8 miles outside of city limits. You don't really have today in a metropolitan area chutz l'tchum, because every so often you have houses. That's one of the very fantastic articles. It's too technical for us to go through, too technical for me to understand, but in the latest RJJ journal, this fellow using only technology, using Google Maps.
Right.
Today you can do what you never could do before. Today you want to go, let's say you get caught in his whole theme was you get stuck in the airport. Old child, people didn't know what to do. You get stuck in the airport, the plane lands on Shabbos. So let's say it's going to be a long Shabbos in the winter. You arrive Friday night. What am I going to do? I'm going to sit in the airport the whole Shabbos? So there's an aids. The aids is the airline is willing to put you in a car service, and they have representatives. They know what Shabbos is about. They'll send you home, or they'll put you up in a hotel, a nice hotel around somewhere in the area. They want to put you in a hotel. Can you go to walk to the hotel? Can you walk to the hotel? Can you go in a car on Shabbos or Yom Tov to your home? So Shaila is Tchum. Forget about, I'm not going to, the guy is going to open the door. The guy is going to open the door for me. The guy is going to make all the arrangements. But the bottom line is, where is my Tchum Shabbos? Your Tchum is where you are located when Shabbos begins. Your Tchum was somewhere over the Atlantic. When Shabbos began. Now, there's a shayla, if you're lamala miyud, you're over 10 tefachim, so some want to say, no, the first time your tchum is when you get down within 10 tefachim, so your tchum really is the runway. Your tchum is on the runway when the plane gets within 10 tefachim, not so simple.
It's over Rockaway Park.
Okay, so some want to say, I don't know, some want to say you really, your tchum is over the Atlantic, wherever you were. So then you're not allowed to go more than Dalit Amos. When you come into the airport, you're already outside your tchum. Your tchum was over the Atlantic. Let's assume that is the halacha. That's where your tchum. So when you arrive on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than Dalit Amos. But if there are four walls surrounding you, so those four walls become your Dalit Amos. So are you allowed to leave the airport? what is called the airport, what is the airport, there's a fence around the airport, there's security. And then let's say the other shilas of all these shilas, so it used to be no one really had clarity in these matters, because where is the last house? 141 amos, 70 amos, 141 amos, squaring things out. You couldn't do this years ago. You couldn't really make clear, no, it was impossible to make a clear evaluation of these matters. Mamish impossible. But today, any child can go on Google Maps and can look at the airport and can see every single structure outlined in the airport and can see every single house, every single structure. And if you don't believe it, then just go to a real-time view, satellite view. You can actually see it for real. And you can measure, everything is measured bidiyuk, and you can make all of the measurements in the finest details to figure out exactly what the halacha is to where you're allowed to go if you land in the airport on Shabbos.
Well, where does it start?
Oh, so you have to know all the halachas, but what's amazing is that where it used to be, it was all very theoretical, and you had no choice but to be machmir, because even if you know the halachas inside out, I know the highway, how long the highway is, I know the Van Wyck, where it starts, where it ends, if there's a house, not a house, you know, that's so simple. So yeah, you say this, you know, when you travel, you make a lot of assumptions, and then do you square the area out, you don't square it out. Okay, you can be a bucky muflug in the laws of Hilchas Erev and Hilchas Shabbos. Bottom line is, it's very halacha l'maisa, because it's impossible. You'll spend your whole life trying to map out the areas and figure to make all the measurements.
Mine is the biggest account to walk along the highway. Now.
That also. No, but there are. But today, with very basic technology, anyone can sit in front of a computer, and within a matter of minutes, knowing the halachas, can figure out these most complex shilas. It's truly remarkable. Truly remarkable. And that is what this fellow has done in this article in the RJJ Journal about landing in an airport. Mamish makes all these calculations, he shows you all these things. It's just incredible how technology has enhanced the observance of Allah. Okay, we'll stop over here, we'll take a very short break.
Then on the east side, the late 60s, they hijacked and placed the Cuba.
Well, that's Pakuch Nefesh. They came back on Shabbos.
People, I still remember, because I remember who, it was Shavuos, and they spent Shavuos the first day in Cuba. And they finally released them. And so, of course, they got on the plane, they had to go, so they went. But when they landed in Kennedy, he didn't want to leave the airport. So he stayed. He stayed until after the office in the airport. So he
right.
Because they didn't know what to do.
Right. It's a big problem. A lot of these things are not clear. What's not clear is when you square areas out. Yeah, there's a whole lot of shots of when you have an area and you have a house this way, house that way, are you allowed to, how you square the areas out? Overlapping areas. These machlokes are placed, what to do.